From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN.
We're continuing our interview today, and welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex on this live Sunday edition. Alex is working on us having an interview with Senator Rand Paul coming up in about half an hour. And that looks to be a really interesting interview where Rand Paul is going to be talking about what he calls a calamity. That's his word for it, the financial calamity that is ahead for us if we don't make some very important and urgent changes in our financial dealings here in this country. John Rappaport from NoMoreFakeNews.com is joining us right now, and we've been talking about a number of issues. I want to open the discussion with this, John. Isn't it interesting how the more we learn about the way the government really works, about the way the media really works, about alternative news like InfoWars, isn't it interesting how we can take that knowledge and then look back into the past and reanalyze, reinterpret events in the past with greater wisdom? For example, Oklahoma City. So Alex has been talking about this movie quite a bit, A Noble Lie, right here, which is a really very informative film. And I realized from this that back in, I believe Oklahoma City was in 1994, 1995, here it is. Back then, I remember believing the government's story when they said they found the axle of a truck, the truck that blew up, and they said they could read the vehicle number off the axle, and then they could locate the vehicle, and they found Timothy McVeigh based off of that. I remember buying that. You know, I was younger. I was like, okay, yeah, maybe the vehicle numbers are on the axles. Well, turns out that's complete fiction. There are no VIN numbers on axles of vehicles, and now we know that. Now we can look back into the past, and we can reinterpret that. What are your thoughts on this, John, and are there some other topics that we need to reanalyze now based on what we know today?
Well, it's interesting you bring that up, Mike, because in 1995, I wrote a book called Oklahoma City Bombing, The Suppressed Truth. And what I did was I started interviewing people who were down there at the time. The full story was not clear. The new video, Noble Truth, is a more complete story. But I remember calling a reporter on the main newspaper in Oklahoma City, and I said, you know, somebody must have seen this building come down. Come on. I've been reading all these news reports and so on, and I don't see one witness who actually was on the street and saw the building collapse and was interviewed by the FBI or the police or whatever. And she said, yeah. So, and I said, well, don't you think that's important? Because, for example, suppose the building came straight down. That indicates that it was not a truck bomb that caused that horizontal damage, but there were interior charges placed on the structure, and it came straight down. She said, well, there was one guy I interviewed, and she gave me his name. It's in the book. She said, you could talk to him. And I said, so give me his phone number. And we wrangled, and I got his phone number, and I called him up. He denied everything. He said, no, I never saw it come down. I saw it after it came down. I called back the reporter on the Oklahoma paper, and I said, he just called you a liar. And she said, absolutely not. She said, I've got my notes here. I talked to this guy. He said that the building came straight down. He saw it. He was on the street. And he's never been interviewed extensively by the FBI. And that was the tip-off to me, that the whole thing was a sham right from the beginning. And well, that's how the book started. And, you know, when the Twin Towers came down, I wrote on No More Fake News. The first thing I wrote that morning was, look at the explosion. Look at the explosion, please. I don't know what's happening yet, but if you look at the nature of the explosion, you're going to find out something here. I'm sure of it. And, you know, a few weeks later, people began writing and talking about, hey, sections of this building just came falling straight down. How do you do that?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I remember I had a friend who was in the Army at that time, and he was actually trained in the use of explosives in the Army. And he did the numbers for me and wrote down the numbers of the how many feet per second of the blast wave and so on. And he said the Oklahoma City couldn't be from that truck bomb. And I didn't know what to make of it at the time. I didn't know. So what am I supposed to do? Well, now I know, and we'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show straight ahead. More on Oklahoma City.
Extend your life with Extendovite. A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We're talking with investigative researcher John Rappaport. This is the Alex Jones Show. Thank you once again for joining us. Mike Adams filling in for Alex today on the Sunday Live Edition. And in just about 20 minutes or so, Alex actually has an interview with Senator Rand Paul. That's an interview you absolutely do not want to miss. It's hard hitting. Now, what we're talking about right now is how I think America has a heightened sense of skepticism today that did not exist in 1994, 1995 with Oklahoma City, even with the raid, the ATF raid on Waco. Even 2001, the 9/11 Twin Towers and WTC-7. I think we have a lot more skepticism today. I think people ask more questions today. In a sense, I would actually say that InfoWars helps prevent false flag attacks because the corrupt elements of government that try to plan these attacks, and it's probably just some subculture of evildoers, to use George Bush's word, inside government who plan and plot these things, they got to be listening to this show and saying, how do we pull off an attack that Alex Jones and his network of tipsters won't detect? Because they can't get away with it anymore. And that's saving lives. That's actually defending life. So that's one more way in which InfoWars saves lives. John, your thoughts on the subject?
You bet, Mike. Absolutely. When I started watching InfoWars on a daily basis, it suddenly came over me. This really is replacing major media.
Sure it is.
I mean, it really is. It just doesn't seem that way. You know, it is. It actually is. And when you look at all the stories that are posted every day and the constantly changing stories, I mean, aside from being a highly professional operation, this site is breaking stories in profusion, one after another, that the major media absolutely will not cover. Well, I'll tell you one thing. If they did cover it, they could actually survive financially. They could, but they won't because they're right. Part of the machine dedicated to the lie, so they won't.
Well, let's be upfront about it. InfoWars is the watchdog. Period. InfoWars is the watchdog. It is the whistleblower. They're the network of Alex Jones listeners and InfoWars viewers and readers. That is the network of people who are actually following the "if you see something, say something" slogan that Janet Napolitano says, except they're using it to watch government. Instead of spying on their neighbors and spying on their citizens, they're watching government and saying, what are you doing? And that's a healthy thing in a republic. That's a healthy thing in a democracy. That is the health of the state for the good of the people has to rely on citizens actually keeping an eye on their government. Would you agree with that, John?
When I grew up, Mike, we're talking now the late 1940s and early 1950s. If you had plunked down the Alex Jones Show in front of anybody then, they would have had a heart attack and died.
Why? Why?
Because all of a sudden, the truth would have come in such a tremendous velocity and acceleration. Because in those days, everything was a cover-up. I mean, you just accepted what the New York Times said as the scripture. That was your news. You watched a little TV news as TV came online. And that was your life. I mean, that's all you knew. And to even think, to even imagine that there were any cover-ups going on at the time, people wouldn't even know what you meant if you said the term cover-up. So I'm just saying to you, in my lifetime, how far things have come. Now to this point where you've got InfoWars, who is blowing the whistle on every major story in the world, day after day after day, the mindset of people a mere 50, 60 years ago would have been stroking out, having heart attacks, falling down in the street. They wouldn't have been able to even comprehend it. That's how locked up everything
was. Well, because they were living in that fabricated reality. I mean, that you see the same thing today with people who are addicted to cable news, who are addicted to White House announcements, who all of a sudden, for the first time, you peel away the veil of secrecy, you open their eyes, you awaken them, to use that metaphor, and they see a piece of real news from the real media, which is InfoWars, alternative media websites like yours and mine and InfoWars.com as well. When they see that, they do freak out. They go into denial. You can see it with 9/11 when you talk about World Trade Center 7. You can see it right there. I remember Jim Mars, in an interview with Jim Mars that I did, he said, how can two airplanes knock down three buildings? Yeah, come on. It's basic math.
Yeah, it's basic math. You're right, because I talk to people like you're alluding to here, and basically what they're saying is, if the government is lying to us, or CNN is lying to us, then where would we be? We wouldn't know what to do. So therefore, they couldn't be lying to us. I mean, this is what passes for logic now. We have to accept what they're saying, because otherwise we would think that they're actually conspirators, and that would be psychologically so devastating that we couldn't handle it. Well, those people are now falling into the minority. They're actually becoming the minority.
That's right.
And the majority are people who are saying, are you kidding? This is the way reality is, and you better get used to it.
You know, that is so true. It's interesting. My own website, Natural News, over the years, it had attracted really more of a liberal, left-leaning audience because of the nutrition, the progressive nutrition and health angle. And then I started covering stories about the Department of Homeland Security buying bullets, and I started covering stories about, Second Amendment, why Second Amendment is so important to us. And I thought I would lose a bunch of readers, and I didn't. So many people on the left are moving into Bill of Rights. They're moving into questioning government. Even they say now, Obama betrayed us. That's the left saying that. They see it now. It's so blatant, you can't deny it any longer, John.
No, you can't. Doesn't matter what part of the political spectrum you're on. And then those people are also waking up to the fact that the whole left-right struggle, is concocted, really, to keep everybody with bread and circuses and watching the horse races and the gladiatorial combat of these political parties that are really one body with two heads. And that awareness is growing to the point where people just shrug it off and say, that's ridiculous. That has nothing to do with the news. The news is a lot deeper than that, and all we have to do is go click InfoWars.com, click NaturalNews.com, and we'll get the actual news.
That's the amazing part of this, is now the truth can spread at the speed of light, the speed of electrons going down your Ethernet cable. And I think this has got to be what's behind the big push to censor the Internet, CISPA now. But before we get into that, I know you have comments on that, John. Let me bring in this evidence of a cover-up. Third weapon in Operation Fast and Furious, a new book claims that the FBI hid the existence of a third weapon recovered at the scene of murdered U.S. Border Patrol agent Brian Terry. The book is called Fast and Furious, Barack Obama's Bloodiest Scandal and Its Shameless Cover-Up. And this book lays out this evidence that points to an FBI cover-up. Now, again, back to what we were talking about, John, most people in America today cannot believe that Attorney General Eric Holder might be engaged in a criminal conspiracy cover-up to destroy the Second Amendment by running guns into Mexico. That idea is just so alien to some people, they just can't swallow it. But what if it were true? And there's more evidence pointing in that direction every single day.
Absolutely pointing in that direction every day. How long can a Holder keep saying, I didn't know, I found out later, much later, this was, not really in my area, I was busy, reading a book, whatever. This is preposterous. completely preposterous that the Department of Justice had no idea that this was going on. I mean, when if you stop and think about it, what an incredible operation this is.
Oh, yeah, it
is incredible.
We're going
to give these people guns so that they can kill people, and this is going to help us stop them from killing people.
Yeah, it's going to help the government clamp down on freedom. That's what it's going to do. John, we've only got about a minute left with you. Do you have any final thoughts in your segment with us here today? And by the way, a lot of great insight from you so far. Anything you want to add?
Thanks, Mike. It's great being with you always. Stay awake. Become more awake. See through more lies. The more you see through, the higher you go on the ladder of control, and you finally see what the people behind the curtain are doing.
Well said, John Rappaport from NoMoreFakeNews.com. Thank you for joining us today, John. I always enjoy the discussions with you. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show, folks, because straight ahead we've got something about Andrew Breitbart. Yeah, and Alex Jones with some comments on that straight ahead. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, NPR has put out an article that Alex Jones references in a video. We're going to be previewing, well, playing it in full for you here. It's about a five-minute video coming right up here shortly. The article is from Tina Brown from NPR, who in ways compares Andrew Breitbart to Hitler's supporters. Huh? What, Nazi people? Come on. And I guess these people also say Breitbart wasn't assassinated, really. Yeah, he just happened to die of a heart attack the night before he was going to release an explosive secret video that he had told people was going to bring down the Obama administration. You think he really just keeled over and died from a heart attack? See, that's where that skepticism comes in again that we were talking about with John Rappaport in the previous segments. You got to be skeptical of not just government, but of everything. You should be skeptical of listening to me right now. You should be skeptical of everything you read on InfoWars, and you better for sure be skeptical of what you read on NPR or what you hear on NPR. Sometimes I've got family members who like to tune in to NPR sometimes when I visit them, and I hear it, and it's just pure propaganda to me. Every story is spin and propaganda. I can't find hardly an element of truth in NPR. I don't know where they get their fictions. They must have some really good fiction writers in the back room that dream up their news. Quite fascinating. In any case, we're going to go to this video where Alex Jones comments on this in his own words and brings attention to this NPR fictional weaving of the story of what happened to Andrew Breitbart and who he was as a person. Do we have that video ready? Okay, here we go.
Alex Jones here with a report for InfoWars.com from my home office. On Friday, I heard this Tina Brown NPR piece when they re-aired it because I like to monitor what the big tax-free foundations are putting out their so-called public radio. And I actually heard Tina Brown, who's also Newsweek editor, compare in a twisted way Breitbart to Hitler. And, of course, Breitbart was Jewish. But the point is that she talks about writers from World War II that exposed Hitler and a book called Hitlerland about it from war correspondents and how great they were and how they were the greatest example of journalism, but then how Breitbart was the opposite of that. And before that, she'd been talking about Hitler propaganda and bad journalists for him versus good journalists. And then, oh, here's the bad guy. He's Breitbart. And I'll play a little bit of that in a minute if this audio doesn't reset like it keeps doing. But then there's this subject of the Daily Caller and others are like, oh, L.A. coroner, Breitbart died of heart failure. No foul play suspected. But then you read in to the article and you find out that it is a preliminary report, no trauma. Trauma. It says no significant trauma. So I guess there might have been some. No trauma like knocked on the head. And governments and corporations have literally hundreds of chemicals that metabolize out. They can give you a poison that kills you 2 weeks later. My point is he was set to release documents and video that day that he said would basically bring down Obama. So that's my point on that subject. The Daily Caller's like, you know, oh, Alex Jones said it was a conspiracy. I said no one I know buys. No one I know buys, you know, the story out of hand. Everybody says it stinks to high heaven. Okay, so here's the article plugging Hitlerland. Does sound like an interesting book. And then she's like, oh, the good journalists that exposed Hitler versus the bad ones. And they segue, you can go listen to the whole report on NPR, Tina Brown's report on Hitlerland, and they segue into Breitbart. And here is that audio or part of it.
More recently, it's from the New York Times by the media writer David Carr. It's called The Provocateur.
That's right. Well, of course, you know, during Hitler's Germany, there were 50 foreign correspondents from America in Berlin, which is an incredible index of the golden era of journalism. What we have, of course, in the era of today with Andrew Breitbart, the blogger, the right-wing radical blogger who just recently dropped dead in the early 40s, was, of course, the absolute opposite. It's really the degradation, in a sense, of the journalism.
Did you hear that? Who just recently dropped dead? She says that with a little bit of enjoyment. And then she just goes on to basically imply he's like Hitler. I mean, that's what this whole piece is, in a very sneaky way. And then I was looking it up. She also compared Rick Santorum, regardless of what you think of him, to Judas Iscariot. This is the head of Newsweek. This isn't even an American, as you can hear. Nothing against folks with British accents. It's just, why do they have to import all these foreigners on CNN and the rest of it to shovel us condescending know-it-all garbage? So she does this whole thing on bad journalists versus good journalists and Hitler, and then there's Breitbart. You just heard it.
Realistic ideals of a William Shari. It was the absolute opposite. Breitbart didn't report anything. What Breitbart did was, he was a provocateur. He was a death by a thousand tweets.
Oh, but you just call people Judas Iscariot. It means total betrayer of everything good. And you compare the great journalist of World War II and say the opposite is Breitbart, and he dropped dead. And she goes on and on. Again, we've already used a little bit of this for fair use. We could play more, but go listen to the rest of it. It is really, really sick.
We could take the flying soundbite, any soundbite, and misapply it in its context and create an absolute mayhem for the person concerned, like he did for poor Shirley Sherrod, who was the obscure official in the Agriculture Department.
And again, out of hundreds of reports, they take one where Breitbart wasn't completely correct. The truth is, he broke major news, brought down Acorn, brought down all the corruption with the energy garbage going on in the payoffs, and just the incredible corruption of Obama. And that's why they hate him, and that's why they demonize him. I'm not saying he was perfect. I didn't agree with him on the pro-war stuff. My point is, his death was very, very suspicious, and they just go on to basically celebrate it in a piece about Hitler's Germany. Just amazing, amazing. You talk about sophistic. You talk about manipulation. You talk about death by a thousand cuts. This is just death by one big cut, and then celebrate the actual physical death. Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com.
Well said there by Alex, man. Yeah, great, great analysis of that. Did you hear that voice, the British accent of the voice there from NPR? We were talking about the Hunger Games earlier, and that's how everybody speaks in the capital, the corrupt capital. May the odds be ever in your favor. When they're launching the games to have these children murdered for their entertainment, bread and circuses. That's exactly what they sound like. Once again, the Hunger Games is real. It's happening around us right now. Just incredible. Oh, man. Here's another quick news item for you before we go to the interview with Senator Rand Paul. That's coming up in the next segment. Breast cancer survivor handcuffed and thrown in jail over a mistaken $280 medical bill as debtors' prisons return to the U.S. This is actually from the Daily Mail, believe it or not. And here's a breast cancer survivor. Her name is Lisa Lindsay, and she received this medical bill that wasn't even for her. It was another mistake. You know, you're going to get a mistake if you go to the hospital, for sure. They're going to screw up something. If not your treatment, then your billing, for sure. And so she said, I'm not going to pay it, and they threw her in jail. Took her away in handcuffs. State troopers arrived at her home. Took her away in handcuffs, and then only later was it revealed that this was not her debt. Hey, they're just stealing your babies now in hospitals and shooting them up with vaccines and throwing you in prison, too. Why not just throw you in prison for other people's debt? Straight ahead, the interview with Senator Rand Paul by Alex Jones. Don't miss that. A lot of breaking information in that interview coming right up. Stay with us. We'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years. with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show live on this Sunday. Now we take you straight to an interview between Alex Jones and Senator Rand Paul. This is amazing. Listen in.
We are joined by U.S. Senator hailing from Kentucky, Rand Paul, and the freshman senator, as everyone has noticed, has actually been fulfilling his campaign promises to try to cut government and restore our constitutional republic, and he joins us from Washington, D.C. Senator, thank you for coming on with us.
Glad to be with you, Alex.
There is so much to talk about, but I noticed that you're trying to point out that Interpol is now operating inside our country with diplomatic immunity.
Yeah, I'm kind of concerned concerned about having an international police force in our country with the ability maybe to extradite U.S. citizens and send them to another country. Egypt, as you know, over the last couple of months has been holding some American pro-democracy workers in their country, and they were going to try them on trumped-up political charges. And so a couple of months ago, I said, you know what, should we send $2 billion to a country that treats us this way and treats our citizens? So I tried to hold up their foreign aid, and as a consequence, I think partly of what I was doing, they released our American citizens. Then they came home, and then Secretary Clinton went ahead and released their aid. I wrote her a letter and said, you know, she shouldn't do it because these prosecutions were still ongoing right now in absentia. They're prosecuting them without being there. They also made the U.S. taxpayer pay a $5 million ransom for these Americans to come home, promising they would come back to stand trial. But then this week we've learned that Egypt has asked Interpol for international warrants. They have these red letter warrants that can be used anywhere in the world. And most people say, oh, that could never happen in America. We would never let that happen. But Interpol is doing this in other countries. Saudi Arabia asked Interpol to return a Saudi journalist from Malaysia who had said something about a Muhammad that they found offensive, and they were going to accuse him of blasphemy. Interpol picked him up in Malaysia and took him back to Saudi Arabia. He will now face the death penalty for blasphemy. But the scary thing is he's being picked up by Interpol, and the scary thing is what kind of authority does Interpol have in the United States? And President Obama expanded their authority with an executive order in December, giving them diplomatic immunity. So all of this concerns me.
Senator, we also saw just last year the South African UN summit, and they called for a global UN environmental crime tribunal where you will be arrested if you deny man-made global warming. And that made headlines in Europe, but almost no news here. So they're openly calling for this international power, and four of our Supreme Court justices have said that we should get our rules from the UN, not the Constitution. So I think you're right to be very concerned about this.
Well, you know, one of the interactions in the last couple of weeks that was very, very telling was the interaction between Senator Sessions and Secretary Panetta in a committee in which Panetta said that if we go to war, of course we'll consult with the UN and get their approval. And Sessions asked him, he said, well, you know, isn't there a role here under the Constitution for Congress? And Panetta basically just kept going on about NATO, the UN, and then he finally sort of said, well, yeah, we would probably inform Congress of what we're doing, but never in there was there any understanding that they had to get approval or permission from Congress.
And, of course, you've spoken on the Senate floor about that, one of the few senators to actually be concerned about the Constitution being brazenly violated. And if anyone was confused by what the Secretary of Defense said and tries to come out and say, well, he didn't really mean that. We have the letter, as you know, last year where Obama responded to Congress with the Libya war and said, I don't need your authorization. I have the UN. And that brings me to my next question, Senator. Are you or others going to call for the House to begin impeachment investigations? I know Congressman Jones has introduced legislation that if Obama starts another war without congressional war power authorization, that they will then trigger that. But that's not moving very fast. I mean, this is extremely brazen, like Caesar crossing the Rubicon. If you or your father, who will get a lot more attention than Congressman Jones, were to call for impeachment investigations, at least to begin hearings on impeachment, then I think that might get the executive to stop saying it follows the orders of the UN, Senator.
Well, I think the first step is to stop him in his tracks. We tried very hard on the Libya motion. In fact, what we did on the Libya, when he went to war with Libya, is we introduced his own words. His words in 2007 when he ran for office said that no president should unilaterally go to war without congressional authority, which basically just restates the Constitution. And good for him, that's what he ran on. That was part of his platform. And then he went around and did exactly the opposite when he became president. And this is not the first time a Democrat or a Republican has changed their mind once they became president. They sort of believed in limitations on the presidential power until they actually became the president, and then they believe in unlimited powers. But we will fight him tooth and nail. We fought him. We introduced his own words on the Senate floor, and asked people to vote for it. But the disappointing thing was 10 people in the U.S. Senate believe in the Constitution and believe that the Congress should have to declare war before a president goes to war. We got only 10 votes, and they were all Republicans. Not one Democrat voted for the words of their own president when he ran for office.
What did you make of the CIA director a month ago? It was in Wired magazine, if you caught it. What did you make of him saying, yeah, we're watching you, we're reading your emails, we're building a giant NSA center, and then Congress said, we want to see the details of that NSA center, and Obama said, you don't get to see it. Since when does Congress not get to get details of the new NSA center that they admit is to read all our emails and listen to our phone calls illegally, Senator?
Well, I'd say the one good news as far as Big Brother snooping on you is that there is some pushback. You know, the SOPA battle, the battle over, you know, the internet and whether or not they could shut down different websites indiscriminately based on accusations without a day in court, without, you know, any Fourth Amendment or jury trial protections. You know, we won that battle and won it in a big way. And so there is a pushback. That was really the first battle since I've been up here that we actually won, and we won in a clear fashion because the internet, the grassroots community, really defeated the establishment. They were planning on passing that under unanimous consent, which means they were just going to push it right through. If I objected, they were going to roll right over me. And the internet woke up. People, a lot of people who listen and get their news, you know, from you and from InfoWars.com, that the internet rose up and as a power did stop them in their tracks. We're not winning all the battles, but there's going to be another battle over cybersecurity bills coming up, and we have to worry about the power that's being given to agencies like the NSA to snoop on personal information on the internet. So we aren't done yet, but I think it was encouraging when we beat the SOPA bill.
Well, it's good to know you're there, because we've got on the other side Senator Jay Rockefeller famously saying in committee, we would have been better off never inventing the internet. I mean, that's a wild statement.
The internet's the great equalizer, you know, because now people get their news and they look around for the news. And I think it's particularly young people now who are so cynical of all the politicians they see on TV. And I think this is why my dad has become so popular, is because they see him as a genuine voice, someone who they can believe and trust in. And that makes a big difference. And the internet has been the fountain of all that. And I think it really is leading to a movement out there that's neither Republican nor Democrat, but really wants a different way.
Certainly the establishment has to know they can't put the genie back in the bottle. People have had a taste of real choice in news and information and ideas. Freedom is catching on thanks to you, your father, and tens of millions of supporters across the planet.
Yep, well, that's one of my father's favorite lines as he's out on the trail, is that freedom is popular. Freedom brings people together. And it's one of the amazing things you see when you go to his rallies. You see people of all races, all economic levels. You see working class people. You see Chamber of Commerce types. But you see much more diverse crowd at the Ron Paul rallies, and particularly the youth, than you see at any Republican function. And it's what the Republicans, if they had half a clue, would realize nationally, is that Ron Paul is a phenomenon, getting 5,000 to 10,000 people at speeches more than any other candidate. And they need to realize that they need that momentum, and they need that to win in the fall.
All right, this interview continues with Rand Paul here on the Alex Jones Show. It continues on the other side of this break. Stay with us. We'll be right back with the interview.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant, and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show, and the interview with Senator Rand Paul continues now in this second half with Alex Jones conducting the interview. That's it for my segment on the show. This has been Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in. I enjoy doing it. Thank you for listening today, and continue to listen to this interview. We're going right to it now. Take care.
They need that to win in the fall, and I'm just hoping that they will do some outreach to him to try to get him to participate in their convention.
Speaking of your father, Congressman Ron Paul, who has said that if he doesn't win the presidency, he's going to retire. Texas, of course, is very sad about that, but the idea continues on. And undoubtedly, we're winning the war, even if he doesn't win the battle, in educating hearts and minds about the true constitutional system. But what is at the heart of the delegate battle and the broker convention strategy? Can you tell us, if Paul doesn't win the full nomination, what they're going to call for? And can you put to bed these rumors, the latest one yesterday in the Seattle Times? It's all over the news that if Mitt Romney was to get the nomination, that there's discussions of asking you to be vice president.
Well, I always tell people if there's a secret plan for that to happen, it's so secret that nobody's let me in on it yet. So I kind of doubt that will happen. I do tell people to be considered to be the Vice President of the United States is obviously an honor. I mean, it is. And I know some people may not like hearing that, but the truth, it is an honor to be considered and to know that you could have some influence in the direction of which, you know, that the country goes. But I don't probably see that happening, and no one's asked me in particular or specifically about it. With regard to, you know, where my father goes, what the delegate strategy is, whether it could be a brokered convention, I think it's unlikely. I think now that Santorum has dropped out, unless something changes dramatically in the next couple of primaries, in all likelihood, Romney will collect the numbers necessary to get the nomination sometime in May or June. One of the things is that if you win five states, you get to get your name placed in nomination and you get guaranteed a position at the convention. And there's still some chance of that. Even though my dad didn't win five states, a lot of the delegations are not decided until you go through the state convention. They have county conventions and they work their way up. And Ron Paul's done very well in Nevada, Missouri, Maine, Iowa, and a couple of the other caucus states. So there's an outside chance that he still wins five states, but I think that's one of the reasons that he'll go on probably giving speeches and traveling around and encouraging voters at least through the state conventions, which are mostly over in June.
Sure, it's a victory just to be there injecting real issues. Moving quickly through some questions in the 5 minutes we have left, Senator. TSA, they have now announced, Congresswoman Jackson has announced here in Texas, Sheila Jackson Lee, that they have undercover Homeland Security outside of the 10th Amendment, TSA now on the buses and the highways. We've known this is coming, but that's just as illegal as Obama taking orders from the UN. There's got to be some end to this craziness. Dave Mustaine was just here in town visiting me a few weeks ago, a rock star from Megadeth, and he complained to me that his 14-year-old daughter got groped at the airport here in Austin. There's got to be some, you know, end to this. Can you call for hearings in the Senate? I mean, isn't it illegal from your constitutional research to have the TSA now on the streets of Texas?
I can't call for hearings. The majority party completely controls hearings. ISA can get hearings in the House and has had some. The interesting thing is what happened to you guys in Texas? I thought you guys were going to stand up to the federal government and ban the TSA from doing that in Texas.
The feds threatened a air blockade, military blockade, and the unanimous House then fell to their knees and said, here's our daughters and sons, start groping.
Well, we're going to continue the fight up here, and really becomes more complicated because this ends up becoming not just about personal liberty. It becomes about union power and the fact that the Democrats are big on creating new government unions because they're new voting blocks and new blocks of money that they can get, forced union dues to support their campaigns. So really the TSA is one of the biggest government unions now. And so we've been fighting, you know, to privatize security, many of us, and would like to do that. We will probably propose legislation coming up that will do that, as well as some that will be less dramatic but would actually forbid them from doing pat-downs. We think the idea of random pat-downs is ridiculous, insulting, and really making no one safe. And, I think that if you made searches based on evidence of suspicious behavior or something like that, or basically had some kind of risk assessment done, then you wouldn't be doing this to elderly women, babies, children, the rest. The other thing that would make it a little better, not perfect, but it would be just to have a frequent flyer program of some sort. And I don't want the government running it, but if it were done privately and voluntarily, I think you could develop some kind of frequent flyer program.
Two final questions, Senator Paul. Number one, everyone has been impressed, even mainstream media has been impressed, that you could run for office for the first time in your life and be catapulted into the U.S. Senate, and that you have kept your promises and done so well and had such a senatorial, gentlemanly bearing and have learned the procedures and things. I mean, everyone I know across the political spectrum is saying Rand Paul, you know, if Ron Paul doesn't make it, well, Rand Paul is definitely presidential material for the Republic. I mean, I know you don't like to toot your own horn, but, I mean, are you starting to think more about running for president?
Well, I think it's too early to tell, and a lot of it, you know, depends on what happens with this election. So, you know, we'll wait and see, but I think also the voice within the Senate can be a pretty loud voice, and I'm definitely going to do everything I can to use the position of the Senate to fight for constitutional limited government, to really fight to fend off what I think is a coming calamity. If we do not address this debt bomb that's coming at us, we really are in for a bad way, and it may be something that hits us before there is even another presidential election. So we're fighting day in, day out to get people around here to wake up to the imminence of this problem. I've been telling people for a year there's a day of reckoning coming, and it's not something we're looking forward to. It's either something where we destroy our currency, and when you destroy a currency, it leads to chaos in the streets, and we don't want that to happen. All of these problems are fixable, though, and we have a wonderful country with a wonderful heritage, and there is an amazing potential locked up in our country that if it were unleashed and you allow people to freely interact and trade with each other, that we would once again be a dominant force in the world if we would just really believe in ourselves and believe in our heritage.
I agree with you. Speaking of our heritage, not having high taxes, Warren Buffett, the biggest recipient of the banker bailouts domestically, that's McClatchy Associated Press, it's a fact. He says raise taxes on millionaires or people making $150,000 individually or $250,000 in a couple. Well, he's the guy that wants that money out of the next bailout on record. I mean, this is asinine. Give us a brief comment on that, Senator, because I know you've got to go, and then what you're going to do on a balanced budget amendment.
Well, I tell people I'm getting sick and tired of hearing about Buffett's secretary. I think she makes more money than I do, and I think her assets are probably greater than mine. And so I'm not, you know, too concerned about Warren Buffett's secretary. But I think the argument that if two people pay the same percentage in taxes, you know, if he pays 15%, his secretary pays 15%, let's say she makes $200,000 a year and he makes $20 million a year or $200 million, he pays a thousandfold more in taxes than she does. So the thing is you can have progressive taxation with a flat tax code. So the idea that the rich are not paying their fair share in our country is a lie. It is absolutely untrue. We have the most progressive tax code maybe in the world. Our tax code is more progressive than Sweden's tax code. So they need to just tell the truth on it. But the bottom line is I want the private sector, the pie that is the private sector, to be bigger and the pie that is the government sector to be smaller. So I don't want anybody's taxes to go up. And if you're richer than me and you've got three cars and I've got a moped, I need to go out and work harder. And I don't need to take it from you. I need to encourage you to hire more people by allowing you to do better. And so I don't really look at people who are wealthy business owners and say, oh, let me drag them down. I look at them and I say, how can we get the government out of the way so this creative person, man or woman, can create more jobs? So I look at it the opposite way, and I think there's enough people left in America who like the idea of the American dream, who like the idea of success. And every generation, there's somebody. I meet people every day whose parents just finished high school and weren't very successful, who are now successful in this generation. It doesn't always happen, but that has been the beauty of America, is that mobility. And the interesting thing is 60% of the people born in the lowest rung, the bottom 20%, move up out of poverty. 60% of millionaires the following year don't make $1 million a year. So people move up and down this social ladder all of the time, and that freedom to go up and down the ladder is what America's about.
Well, the crony monopolists, they know that when you raise taxes over time, it destroys the pie and impoverishes. They want the control, undoubtedly. It is so refreshing to talk to a senator who does not compromise and is just so real. Senator Rand Paul, thank you so much.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNlive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNlive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.